I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, another installment of our Retro Rounds favourites, and we just dropped on our Instagram page two of the best hookers we've ever seen. Of course, backdoor Benny Elias from the Balmain Tigers and Steve Walters, absolute champion of our game. Both of these guys achieved so much in their career, and like our one this morning, you had two champions. One of them played an absolute ton of games, never won a premiership. The other guy won a couple of premierships. Very similar situation here today. We'll start with Steve Walters, Boxhead. Obviously comes from one of the most famous families in rugby league, the Walters. Obviously, Kevin, Kerrod, his two brothers. He's the oldest of these guys. Funnily enough, he was the last one to play for the Kangaroos, which was a very strange turn of events. Many think that Steve should have played for the Kangaroos long before he did, but had to wait his time. And I think it's really good to have Steve Walters and Benny Elias next to each other in this contest, because these are the two guys that in the 90s, mate, these two went head-to-head the entire time for that Kangaroos jersey, sort of late 80s, early 90s. And Steve Walters, he was an unreal footballer. 272 first grade games, played the vast majority of those, 230 odd of them, for the Canberra Raiders. And of course, he was with the Canberra Raiders during their most successful period of all time. Of course, they won their first premiership in 1989, defeating the Balmain Tigers in that game. Of course, coming up against Benny Elias, we'll get into that a little bit later. Should also be noted that Steve Walters, he actually played in the grand final in 1987 for the Canberra Raiders as well, lost that one to the Manly Seagulls, a star-studded Manly Seagulls side, by the way, an unreal team. Guys like Dale Shearer, Michael O'Connor, Cliffy Lyons, Des Hasler, Paul Vorton, Noel Cleal, some of the all-time greats, coached, of course, by Bozo Bobby Fulton. But yeah, you know, the career of Steve Walters was unreal. For me, I always said that after Cameron Smith, the next best hooker I've ever seen is Steve Walters, and I think I'll always stand by that. Danny Medeiros and Benny Elias are right up there, but I love the way that Steve Walters went about his footy. Of course, after the 1989 premiership victory over the Balmain Tigers, they return in 1990. They defeat the new kids on the block, the Penrith Panthers. Then, of course, 91, they return once again in that grand final, and the Penrith Panthers defeat them there. One of those, we actually spoke about this yesterday with Isaac John on our Dream Team podcast about that series and how it played out between the Penrith Panthers and the Canberra Raiders. And then, of course, 1994, he returns to grand final day once again for the Canberra Raiders in obviously Mal Meninga's final game for the club, and they win the premiership there. So what is that, three premierships for Steve Walters at the Canberra Raiders? An unbelievable effort. Of course, will always be part of their first premiership winning side. And, you know, 14 games for Queensland as well. On top of that, 17 games for the Kangaroos, which is a pretty impressive knock considering the guys that he came up against that were constantly challenging him for that Kangaroos jersey, in particular Benny Elias. Obviously, Steve Walters had the advantage of always sort of being in a premiership winning side, so I think that always really helps your case. But no doubt about it, Steve Walters, he was an absolute champion player. After leaving the Canberra Raiders, he arrived in North Queensland. He followed his coach Tim Sheens up there for the 1997 Super League season, played on there in 1998, and then of course, I think it's quite often forgotten, In 99, he made the move to the Newcastle Knights to be their hooker, was forced to retire with a back injury, which was just terrible news for Steve Walters, a champion of our game, deserved to go out better. But, of course, played that final season in 97 alongside Matty Johns, Andrew Johns. And, you know, they quite often talk about that his arrival there, he really helped Danny Badiris along. And I spoke about before that Steve Walters, he's the second best hooker for me ever. And then you got Benny and Danny very close. But obviously the influence that Steve Walters had on Danny Badiris just in just over that season, I think it would have been fantastic. You got to remember, Danny Badiris arrived at Newcastle not as a hooker. Yeah, they weren't really sure what Danny Badiris was. He could play a vast array of positions and they weren't really sure how to use him. They decided then to move him to hooker. And geez, it turned out to be a real masterstroke. You know, he just went on and did unbelievable things. And I think a lot of that comes down to the influence that Steve Walters had on him. I think it definitely played a part. You've got to remember, Danny Badiris, I mean, his first few seasons, he played wing, he played fullback, he played some centre. He was all over the place. And it took like 2 or 3 years until he sort of found his home in the hooker position. And then he was the Dally M Hooker of the Year, 02, 04, 05. So an incredible effort from Badiris. And I always sort of put part of that down to the influence that Steve Walters had. For me, Boxhead, he's one of my favourite players of all time. Just an all-time great, won a heap of premierships in a star-studded team, no doubt about it. But I think the importance of your hooker is so undervalued. And I think it was even more important back then with the way that we had scrums. Of course, it's called a hooker because of what you do in the scrums. And he was brilliant there as well. So he sort of played in that era where it was transitioning away from the real old sort. Old school sort of scrum, but I got all the time for Stevie Walters, a champion guy since retiring as well. I think we're seeing him being part of the Brisbane Broncos system as well at the moment, so a fantastic guy to have around there. The guy we're comparing him to here is Benny Elias. Now, obviously, Benny Elias was born in Lebanon, came over to Australia at a very young age. He actually did a podcast with Brett Finch earlier this year, which I highly advise you go and have a listen to. He's got an unbelievable story. Comes from a very different culture. His family didn't want him playing sport at all, and he sort of had to fight through that barrier and achieved fantastic things. Obviously played 133 games for the Balmain Tigers. As I said, playing hooker during the 80s and the early 90s, a very tough gig, and especially the way that Benny went about it. Very similar to like a Robbie Farah sort of style footballer to me. I think Robbie Farah would have based a lot of how he played and how he went about his football around Benny Elias. He really was one of these guys that sort of changed our game, and I think it's very underappreciated the role that he played in the transitioning of the hooker position. Benny was the first real guy to be a halfback playing hooker. And you saw, like Robbie Farah in 05, like he was an absolute magician. He'd be showing the ball. He'd have moving bodies all around him. A lot of their attack would come from him. And he did that throughout his whole career. Cameron Smith, he became a guy that was able to control the game, was able to pull off plays around the dummy half. And you sort of see it being part and parcel of what we see in rugby league now. I mean, there's not many hookers in our game that can't ball play. And if you can't ball play, you tend to find yourself playing lock sooner rather than later. It's just the reality of the game nowadays. You need to be able to have ruck recognition. You need to have some creativity to you. And I think Benny Elias was the guy that really transitioned that. You look at the hookers like before Benny, and even when Benny was still playing, you know, your Royce Simmons and these kind of guys, they were just really solid defenders who would just get you the ball. Benny, he created a complete new aspect to the hooker position. I think it's really undervalued.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The role that he played. Once again, Brett Finch did a podcast with him. I highly advise you go and have a listen to that, because some of the trick plays and some of the deception that Benny had was just unreal, and it just created so much space for his halves and for the rest of his side. And obviously it was helped, Benny Elias, by, you know, the outstanding forward pack that he played with for the vast majority of his career. I mean, if you are going to be a bit tricky with the ball, you know, to have guys like Steve Roach, Paul Serin and Wayne Pearce charging onto the ball, it is a massive, massive advantage to have in your side. So Benny Elias, I think he really did transition the hooker position. I think both of these guys did. And Benny, he had a funny side to him too. You know, a guy that, you know, you hear all these old stories about. I think my favourite is the one with Mario Fenech. They're playing and, You know, there's a stink that starts in the scrum, and Benny Elias bites into his own hand, and he makes his hand bleed, and he goes up to the ref, and he says, oh, Mario Fenech bit me, and the referee sends Mario off. Yeah, and they go on to win that game, the Tigers. An unbelievable story, which you would never get away with now, but just that little bit of creativity. And this is what hookers used to be, hookers and halfbacks. You know, they would really push the envelope, and they'd have their forwards in there to surround them and help them out in these moments where there'd be a stink or something, because it's not like it is now where, you know, anyone can go up to anyone and be a smartass and do whatever they want and not get punched in the face. Like, Benny had to be careful the way he went about things, but he always had Blocker, Ciro, Wayne Pearce with him to help him out. So, champion player, Benny Elias. I think it's very undervalued, the role that he played in rugby league, the role that he played in transitioning his position as well. And, of course, I think people forget, I mean, that 1989 grand final, I mean, he came within an inch of winning that game. He kicks a field goal that hits the crossbar. And I think Benny, for the rest of his life, for eternity, will hear that sound ringing in his ears of it hitting the crossbar. There's been investigations into how high the crossbar was. You got to remember as well, the crossbar then used to be a flat panel. Now it's a circular one, like a cylinder. So there's every chance that with the circular one, it could have bounced over, but it came straight back at the Balmain Tigers in that game. Obviously a really smart guy post-rugby league too. He's another one that if you have a listen to that Finchie podcast and he tells his story, he got into mobile phones as soon as he retired and it all blew up. He's become a really successful businessman. I believe he owns a big percentage in the West Tigers or something in that business. So a really interesting guy to do some research on, a champion fella, a guy that played a significant role in our game and a guy that sort of changed a position in our game. But for me, out of these two, I love Benny Elias. I love the way that he plays. I love the creativity that he played with. I love that he played his position a little bit different to everyone that was around at the time. I think that takes a lot of courage and a lot of balls, because the reality of rugby league is we get stuck in these rigid ways of thinking and guys get used to something over a decade and they don't want to change anything. And then a guy comes along like this and is completely unorthodox, completely out there. And you know what it's like whenever you get a new generation that want to do something new. There's so much pushback against it. And Benny, he proved that the way that he went about things was successful and it would work. So a sensational effort. For me, though, Steve Walters, he's my second favourite hooker of all time behind Cameron Smith. I've said that a number of times to you guys over the last few years. And I'll probably always stand by that, to be honest with you. Harry Grant, he might be able to push it, but I'll tell you what, Harry Grant has got a lot to do if he's going to catch up to Steve Walters. Obviously playing in two completely different eras. The Canberra Raiders were a star-studded team that Walters played in, but I think he was a critical role in this, played a critical role in this team. And I think that when we talk about the Raiders, you know, all the talk is always Laurie Daly, Mal Meninga, Ricky Stewart, Bradley Clyde, these sort of guys, Glenn Lazarus, which so it should be. But I'll tell you what, Steve Walters, he should be spoken about just as highly as the rest of those guys, because he was unbelievable in this team, a sensational player, two of the great hookers of all time, in my opinion. Both have been overshadowed by Cameron Smith. It just so happens that the best player of all time, in my opinion, has gone on to wear that 9 jersey, and he's been so much more successful and so much better than everyone else that it puts a big shadow over these guys. But Steve Walters, Benny Elias, two legends of our game. If I had to pick one, I think I would go with Steve Walters, Boxhead.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.